This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
He's live on the free Odyssey app. Been a hell of a ride, but now it's time for Mark and Kitchen. Call the show at 401-737-1287. Southern New England's sports original. 103.7.
WEEI.
All right, welcome into the Morgan Kitchen Show. Mark Dondero, Bang Kitchen here in Providence. Kitch, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm feeling good after the best Mac Jones performance of the year, if not his career with the New England Patriots. And I have a lot of places I want to go. I want to talk a little big picture NFL because there's a lot going on, obviously, around the league. And Thanksgiving Day featured some good games. But first, look. You know, I know it was there was some controversy associated with the Patriots game, and there were different things that unfolded. But my take, Ben, overall on the game, is that was as positive as I felt after a Patriots game all year. Because I feel like, forget that the Vikings were 8-2, that was a real life game. You know, that's the type of game that the Patriots are going to have to find ways to win if they're ever going to ascend to anything that wins significant games in the playoffs. Big games where points need to be scored, where you have to, down the stretch of a game, and I know they couldn't do it on Thursday night, Thanksgiving night, but down the stretch of a game, the quarterback is going to have to rise up his level of play and outdo another guy that's playing very well and ultimately find a way to win a tough game where you've had some misfortune and calls go against you and things like that. I thought that was a great experience. They almost got it done. And the things that prevented them from getting it done, I think they'll be able to fix. I think they'll be able to turn around. Mac Jones playing that way, I did not foresee. So the way that he was able to show a little bit of dynamic passing ability, and that the offense was able to get down the field, and just Jones operating with conviction and looking like he belonged and looking like he knew what he was doing and attacking the defense, that made me feel really good. I know they lost. There were other issues, special teams, defense, which we'll get to and we can talk about. But Jones, the way he looked, the way he played, that was positive to me, Ben. I felt good about that.
Well, it's no coincidence that it's the game that the offensive line probably had their best game of the year.
Right? Sure.
So that obviously helps him out, and that kind of helps clue the coaching staff into, we got to fix this unit so we can allow this kid to play up to his level. And they hadn't been allowing him to play up to his level, which we knew his level was better than what we had been seeing. We know it's not otherworldly, but we know it's better than what he had been playing this year. And so once you get a decent performance out of the offensive line, hey, he has some time. He can sit back there. He can make those throws. Obviously, in the second half, it kind of broke down a little bit and the pressure started to ramp up a little bit. But ultimately, the offensive line did their job. It gave Mac time to throw. And Mac was making really good throws, starting off the night with that, 26-yard pass to Jacoby Myers. Great throw. And that was very important to see that. It was a very important game for Mac Jones. I think it was an important game for Patriots fans to probably get off his ass a little bit. Despite the outcome, despite some of the mental errors, ultimately that was a positive loss in a weird way. You wish that was a week, a loss that you had in the first 3 weeks of the season, to give you a little bit of momentum, a little kick in the ass earlier in the year. But, you know, as if there is such a thing as a good loss, that was probably a good loss.
You said it perfectly. You said it perfectly. Okay, took the words out of my mouth. I wish that game was played on September 23rd. You know, and yeah. I guess it kind of was against the Ravens, but that's the type of game when you and I, Ben, had that conversation, I forget when it was, before the season or before the Steelers game or something like that, where we were like, would you rather the Patriots win 13-10 this week?
Or would you rather the Dolphins game?
Yeah, so it was right before the season. That's what we were talking about.
Yeah.
So having that game now is a little counterproductive because, you know, you're in a point where you need wins. So it's almost like, all right, at this point, the AFC is a little more open than we thought it was going to be. Get the wins, and we'll worry about the aesthetics later. But even with that being said, I feel good about the way Mac Jones played. He just looked different. Like, I don't know why he was unlocked in that game on Thursday night. It just, he looked in control. He looked in command. He was playing with conviction. He was throwing with conviction. They were going for it down the field. That feeling that I was getting, Ben, when he dropped back to pass, that something bad was going to happen, I wasn't getting it. I wasn't getting it on Thursday night. I was feeling like he was going to produce something positive when he dropped back to pass for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. And it was great to see. I mean, he was checking every box. He was throwing, you know, down the field out routes to Jacoby Myers and Kendrick Bourne or whoever it was. He was hitting Devontae Parker over the top. He was going up the middle, up the seam. He was finding Hunter Henry. That's Mac. That's why, you know, that's why my kid asked for the Mac Jones fathead at Christmas or whenever that was last year. Like, that's the quarterback we all thought we were going to get. And it was great to see against a good team, too. Maybe not the best defense in the league, but a good team, especially coming off of the Jets game. And then it was clear early. I mean, I got so excited early on, Ben. It was just great to watch that game. It was a real football game. The Jets game wasn't football. That was bad high school. This was a football game. The Vikings score, the Patriots go right down and score. And there was quarterback play, and there were completed passes, and they were moving. That's what the Patriots need to be. The defense will figure itself out. It'll figure itself out.
It was the most exciting game of the season, despite the loss. I mean, there were some boring-ass games so far this year for the New England Patriots. Just boring games. That Jets game was absolutely a bore. It was a snooze fest. This was an exciting game. But you mentioned the defense. Here's my issue with the defense. Kind of like last year, everyone's sitting there giving them a little tug under the table and saying, hey, they're great. They're doing a great job. But once they face a competent to... Kirk Cousins is a decent quarterback. He's a good quarterback. Far from great.
Yeah.
But he's not average. He's not bad.
No. He looked better than I wanted him to look in that game.
He's a good quarterback.
Yeah.
He's not elite. He's not one of the top five in the league, but he's one of the top 10, you know, 8, 9, or 10 in that area.
At least this year he is.
At least this year. And that's all that really matters. But you lose to another good quarterback. You know, that's the problem. When we look through what this team has done, basically from that Packers loss, you know, the Lions, the Browns, the Bears, the Jets, the Colts, the Jets again. Yeah, you went 5-1 in that stretch. You didn't play a competent quarterback that entire time.
Yeah, so we were worried about that. Listen,
it gave me that feeling that I was getting from last year where it was like, okay, once you play some good quarterbacks down the stretch, you're toast.
See, I didn't get, maybe I was so intoxicated by Mac Jones and the offense looking like an offense, I didn't think about that enough. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we'll see what happens this week, but... No, that's true. And you've got to put that on the table. Like, that possibility is in play, that what happened last year to the defense could happen again or could be happening again. Because I'll tell you this, Ben, I was a little surprised that the Patriots did not put more pressure on Kirk Cousins. Like, he was, you know, he did okay a few of those. Yeah, through the bad interception. He did okay under duress. I thought he moved around all right. I think the last touchdown was where he had to move around and then he found Thielen. So he was pretty good. I did think, though, that the Patriots were going to harass him a little bit more than they did. And that surprised me. And that was one of the storylines I thought in this game. Other than some of the, you know, there was the call and then there was the special teams mishap. A couple special teams was a disaster in this game. Okay. And that's, you know, bad couple weeks for us because you and I are both of the mindset that, like, Bill Belichick overrates special teams, and he views it as too big of a part of the game. Now he's going to think it's the biggest part of the game after the Marcus Jones return, and then what happened on Thursday night with not just that return, the kick return,
the running in.
It's just like you can't have that. Not when you're a team that is challenged enough offensively and in different places. You can't make mistakes like that. They made too many mistakes, and honestly, that's been going on for a while where they've made mistakes like that. And they can't do it against good teams on the road, especially. So I feel like I'm speaking for myself here. Some of the things, the offense, I feel like with Mac Jones specifically, has been so challenged this year. Mm-hmm. I was so happy and elated to see them play the way they played. I think I let a lot of other things that were really bad slide in this game. The special teams, unacceptable. Some of the penalties, can't have it. The defensive performance, not good in a big spot. And like you said, is this going to be the start of a trend that we don't want to see? Because it is the first time in a while they've faced an actual quarterback. And guess what? The defense did not look as dominant as they have all year. So a lot of questions that still need to be answered. They can start answering them Thursday night when they play Buffalo, who's looked wobbly. But
yep. And they'll be without Von Miller.
I still think, though, Ben, it's a huge development that the offense looked the way they did. I wasn't sure they could look like that.
That's fair. I mean, they had given you nothing this year to indicate that they could look like that at any point during the season. But you did go against a pretty weak Vikings defense.
But they get some pass rushers. They've got guys that can get after the quarterback. They're 9-2 now. Another reason, I'll tell you this, that I wasn't super high, you know, other than the Jones performance. I wonder if the Vikings are sort of fraudulent in the way that the Patriots were fraudulent last year to an extent. You know, they've been outscored despite the fact that they're 9-2. They've been outscored, or at least going into Thursday, they've been outscored. That's kind of funny that you're 8-2. I don't think that's ever happened before in the NFL. So, and you know I'm not a Kirk Cousins guy. So I don't know how good the Vikings are, in other
They're
words.
Technically on the right side of that now. They've scored 262 points and they've given up 257, but that's insane for a team that's with that record, 9-2.
Yeah. And I know the Dallas game kind of skewed that a little bit, but still, it's a big discrepancy. It's a difference whatever. So I'm not sure how good they are. Mac looked good, and I think if you can take that away from this game, and if the defense is going to be, I mean, I don't know, what are you going to look for? What would be a good day against the Bills on Thursday night based on what you saw defensively from the Patriots Thursday night, Thanksgiving night? What would you be looking for? What's an acceptable performance against this Buffalo offense?
Oh, boy. Limit Diggs, because you did get burned by Jefferson, and Jefferson's the best wide receiver in the NFL. He is unbelievable. But if you can try and limit Diggs to a certain extent, you keep yourself in the game. So that's kind of what I would be looking for. Try and get after Josh Allen a little bit, but try and limit Diggs as much as you can.
Could you argue that lost the game for the Patriots? I mean, isn't that Bill Belichick's calling card? Makes you play left-handed, takes away what you do best. And Jefferson, I know he made some contested catches, but he was still able to go off.
Yeah, but it's hard to take away the guy who's the best in the league, arguably.
He's done it before, though. He's found ways to do that. I mean, you know, this is a guy that shut out Mahomes in the first half, you know, once upon a time. I know that was a different era of football for the Patriots, but I think that was a little disappointing in that game, how productive Justin Jefferson was. Because Thielen's still a good player, but he's not what he was 4 or 5 years ago. So that was a little disappointing. Like I said, I just thought overall you were going to get more pressure on Kirk Cousins, and they did not do that. Okay, they did not do that. So since we've discussed this within the last 15 minutes, I've actually become, I've gotten more and more down on the win or the loss, and I'm calling it a win.
Don't get too down on it. One of the things that should frustrate you is the mental mistakes, because that was the calling card of Bill Belichick teams for a long time, was they don't make these same mental mistakes. They're going to let other people make the mistakes and cost themselves. But we've been seeing this for a couple of years now with Belichick teams, where they're just making stupid mistakes, stupid penalties, putting themselves in bad position.
I just think it got so bad with Mac Jones and Bailey Zappi fever and all these things. I was just so glad to kind of see him reestablish his presence. Now he's got to do it more than in just one game. So we have to see what happens, especially, and this is a great test Thursday night. You know, I don't care that the Buffalo defense hasn't been as good. It's a good team. It's a good challenge. You're going up against another quarterback. You know you're probably going to have to score some points in this game. I'll be interested to see if the Patriots found a little rhythm offensively. And then, excuse me, can you tighten everything up so you're playing complementary football? You know, the good offense with solid defense. I need to see that in more than just one game. But we hadn't seen that at all. Okay, so for one day, I would be willing to kind of overlook some of the other misgivings and just focus on the good offensive play. Still disappointing that they lost the game. It was there for them to win. They didn't produce as much down the stretch. But that's there are levels to this, Kitch. You know what I mean? Like, you've got to find a way to, A, compete in a game like this against a good team where it's more of a shootout. So check, they were competing in that game. But now it's like, all right, you competed in that game. You were in it. But then when is the quarterback for your team going to take over at the end of a game, down the stretch of a game, and outplay the other team, outplay the other quarterback to win a game like that? That's the next step. So we got to see if the Patriots, and specifically their offense and Jones, can do that. But before you can do that, you got to be able to play in a game where a lot of points are being scored against another good team. And they at least were able to play that game. They scored points. They moved the ball. You know, I thought Mac Jones took a couple sacks that he shouldn't have taken. It's not going to be a perfect game, but I thought it was better overall. And I was, by and large, more positive than I've been all year. I want your take when we get back on the Hunter Henry call, or the call that went from touchdown to not a touchdown. A few different perspectives on that. I want your take on that. Let's get a trending. I don't know if you and I, Kitch, are talking to Devin right now, considering the matchup that is looming in the World Cup on Tuesday.
But no, we'll Devin's dead to me right now.
We'll let him do the trending.
Thanks, Ben.
And then we'll get back. More Patriots here. This is the Mark and Kitchen Show, 103.7 WEEI.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room, to candid interviews with basketball legends, to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.